episode is going to be brought to you commercial free thanks to our friends at Arias Medical Staffing, the leaders in travel physical therapy. Important episode for us, so I didn't want to interrupt it with anything. I wanted to talk with our guest today and focus on that, so did want to say thanks to our friends at Arias first. If you're thinking about travel in this country, a lot like our guest who travels from ballpark to ballpark with ESPN calling baseball games, check out Arias, the leader in travel physical therapy, AURESmedical.com. Excited to bring this guy on the show. Honored to have him here. You listen to him on ESPN Baseball. He hits baseball parks all across the country, all across the world, calling games for years now with the worldwide leader in sports. John Ciambi on the program right now. Was lucky enough to run into him last year at a great charity event. Was brought to the event by my friend Blair Casey at Team Gleason. And wound up hearing John Ciambi and the rest of cast of characters with Project Main Street talk about their organization and what it does for those living with ALS, not just the individual with the pathology, but also for those around them. They raised funds this year, a gala in New York City on May 30th. I was lucky enough to be able to go last year, and I'll be headed there again this year. Link to buy your tickets or to donate. Again, any amount will help. Link to donate will be in the show notes of this episode, so give that a click. Pumped to have John talk about the story behind the movement that is Project Main Street and how you can get involved and what the organization winds up doing for great people. Take a listen. The episode is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Check out Johnny and his team online at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Broadcasting to physical therapists around the world.
It is.
This is the PT Pinecast.
May I introduce...
Please allow me to introduce you to...
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. The next episode of PT Pinecast starts right now. Was lucky enough to run into this guy at a great event last year. Joined on the show right now by John Ciambi. John, welcome to the program.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
John, wanted to say kudos to you. Last year went out to the gala in honor of one of your friends in New York City and heard from yourself and many of the group there of where that idea started. And when we found out that the event, talking about the gala for Tim Sheehy is going to go on again in New York City this year. Wanted to get you on the phone to talk to the audience about where it started, what it means, and see if we can get some other people to tag along to a great event.
Yeah, there's a group of us that grew up in New York City in an area called Roosevelt Island. It's a little island wedged in between Manhattan and Queens. It opened in 1976. A whole bunch of us moved there right about then, and Tim was part of that group along with myself, Brad Armstrong, Emmett Towie, Emmett's younger brother, Justin. But you know, it was a group of us that good friends have known each other since we were 6, 7 years old. And Tim being part of that group, we all grew up together playing sports, hanging out. And, you know, fast forward, we all stayed in touch. And, you know, those are still my closest friends. In 2005, Tim started having some issues walking. It actually started where he noticed it, that he'd be playing golf and he would just trip and fall down. And it started where, you know, he just kind of laughed like, I'm clumsy, and then realized that there was an actual issue. And eventually he was diagnosed with ALS. We lost him in 2007. But before his passing, we decided, really, it was a combo of things. You know, financially, the burden on patients with ALS is pretty significant. And it's you know, it's ironic when today life is being extended, but also what that means is that at times cost is being extended. And so what ends up happening is, you know, you need to find other ways to support the patients. And so we ended up having a fundraiser. Tim had grown up playing soccer. He played soccer for a little while at the University of South Carolina. One of the guys on the soccer team was the drummer from Hootie and the Blowfish. Tim had that relationship, and we got them to play our first event at BB King's. Wow. In 2006. And they played it for free. And we used that as kind of money that we wanted to raise to help Tim and his wife, Katie. And then we used part of that money as our seed money to become a 501c3. And he was the one that helped us in terms of establishing what our charter would be, that, you know, again, you want to find a cure for sure, but it does, you know, I'm passionate about this part of it. It does need to be both. I don't think that everybody realizes, for as much as people, you know, you want to raise money for research to be sure, but the people that are still living need help. And that is one, for example, the ALS Association, you know, up until I want to say 4 years ago, the ALS Association did nothing as it related to patient care. It's certainly within the last half dozen years. And prior to that, they had never given money for patient care. So that's our little thing. And we want to help people living with the disease. It's a long-winded answer, but it's also our way of, you know, with the gala. And then we have a softball event as well. We play it on the field where we all grew up playing Little League and softball, including Tim. And it's a way to honor our friend, to think about our friend every year, and to help some people.
That's a great story because it's about a person. You know, I'd rather go to an event that's about a person versus a disease or a pathology. And that's what I think I felt last year at the gala in New York. And we do want to let people know that tickets are available if you're going to be in New York City. This is a hell of a party, man. I'll tell you, if you're going to go out in New York City and you're going to go out and, you know, have some drinks and food, you know, you're going to spend some money. So to grab a ticket here, you've got food, cocktails, music, entertainment. You guys had that live auction. I was eyeballing a Derek Jeter batting helmet until about 5 minutes before that auction ended. And then it went completely out of my price range. But I was in the room with the Derek Jeter helmet, at least. That was pretty cool.
Right.
So for a ticket there, listen, and you get that warm and fuzzy feeling knowing that just what you said, that the funds are going to help people who are living with these pathologies. And by all means, we want a cure, but let's focus on the individuals who are fortunately living with this disease right now. We're extending their life, as you mentioned, but let's put some life back in their years as well. And that's actually how I got to the gala last year. Blair Casey, who's been on the show numerous times with Team Gleason, was in the city, and they focus on that side of the pathology as well, in terms of how do we make things better for not just the individual with the disease, but for the people around them as well.
That's how we got connected with Team Gleason. We partner, our charity's called Project Main Street. The one street on Roosevelt Island is Main Street. So that's why our charity's called Project Main Street. Tim picked the name. And we partnered with Team Gleason because we needed to be partnered with a charity that was at least somewhat in line with what our vision and charter was to help the living. So, yeah. You know, it's a cool event, and it's personal. So that's the thing that that gets us, you know, that gets us out of bed every day and makes it something that we're all passionate about.
Yeah, the event will be held on May 30th, so it is coming up, but it's in New York City. It's going to be at a great venue. You guys are going to you guys are stepping it up at a great ballroom this year in New York City.
Yeah, it's really cool. We've had an event at the Prince George Ballroom before. It'll be a really great night, and we'll have great auction items and, you know, certainly some sports themed stuff. I definitely get people in the, you know, the baseball community involved. This year, the one auction item that I am providing and then also going to be steadfast in making sure that I get the winning bid is I have a, you know, this is obviously connected to what I do, but I have from Vin Scully's final season as a broadcaster, I have a media guide signed by him. So that'll be one of the auction items. So I'm going to make sure that I will pay pretty much any price to make sure that remains in my hands.
That's great. We'll see. That's great. We do want to let people know the website to grab these tickets. We'll include it in the show notes of this podcast as well, so you can click it. But projectmainstreet.org, that's projectmainstreet.org. Until there is a cure for ALS, there is care. And I love how last year you did mix your work at ESPN and your work with professional baseball with this event. I think it was the night after you were on the air calling a game, and you guys did an entire break, you and your booth mates talking about the event the night before and what it was. It was great to see that on a national stage.
Yeah, for sure. The event last year was on a Tuesday, and so I had a game the next night. It was Astros and Yankees, and Steve Gleason was at the game, and we talked about him. We talked about the event, and, you know, again, got the word out there. You know, there's an awareness component with the disease. A lot of people still don't know about it. So, you know, you're trying to accomplish as many things as you can, but awareness is always positive. And look, every dollar counts. It's very grassroots. So you know, the one thing with us is that, you know, every penny that we raise, Project Main Street turns around and we give it to someone.
That's big. What are some of the things that you're able to do real briefly that maybe people listening don't actually think about? I remember the one story that hit me from last year was it never was about Tim. It was about we. This happened to us. I think Tim was living in a walk-up maybe on the second or third floor. How are we going to get him to his apartment eventually when he can't walk? And it was always a we thing. It was never a he thing.
No doubt. And for example, this year, you know, unfortunately, a guy in the sports media community that I know, Tom Haberstroh, his mom's been affected by ALS. He actually is the guy that, if you saw the ice bucket challenge, but if another one that took place was the pepper challenge, and that was generated by Tom and Tom's family. And so they just moved, and Tom's mom needed their bathroom to be wheelchair equipped. They needed help with a rental that so that, you know, she'd be capable of, you know, using the bathroom. And so we helped to pay for that. You know, we'll get you a wheelchair if you need help, you know, with that being covered. One of the things that's great about partnering with Team Gleason is, you know, help with technology, whether it's an eye gaze machine. And one of the most amazing things now is the technology to actually control a wheelchair with your eyes that's coming forward. So again, it's, you know, as well, we'll vet your financials, and we'll even kind of at times as Project Main Street, we have the ability to pay your insurance for 6 months if that's what it needs to be. You know, one of the things we wanted was for our charter to be broad so that we could help people in as many ways as possible.
Yeah, that's great. And that's a game changer. When you were talking about having a caregiver have to go out to get a second job or be able to be a caregiver, because that's what happens ultimately in a lot of these situations. Follow John on Twitter at Boogshiambi. He calls himself an ESPN gas bag fighting ALS with some baseball and some basketball on the side. Where are we headed to next, John? I know you're all over the country, very busy man. Where are you calling games?
So as we talk today on Friday, I'm in Chicago calling games this weekend between the Brewers and the Cubs. Back to New York Saturday, Sunday, Chicago. Wednesday, I will be in Atlanta calling a game on TV between the Cardinals and the Braves. And then Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. next weekend. Running around, seeing as many teams as possible and trying to, you know, raise money as much as possible.
Love it. Continuing the fight against ALS in honor of his friend Tim Sheehy, along with his friends growing up and along the way. Their gala is, again, May 30th in New York City. You can donate by going to projectmainstreet.org. Any amount helps. I hope to see you there. I'll be there. I'll be trying to sneak into the background of a picture with you, John. I'll be the one creeping on you.
No, man. There's no photo bombing, Jimmy. We'll straight up, like, pose it out and ham it up.
Sounds good.
I look forward to Look forward to seeing you again. And all of my, you know, if you need tickets or if you want to donate, you can do it at Boogshiambi. That's my Twitter handle. It looks like it's a mugshot.
It does look like a mugshot.
It's my ESPN ID badge. I guess I was just having a bad day and they snapped that picture. And that's legit my ESPN ID badge. So,
that's classic.
But everything is accessible right there.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll make sure to share that as well. John, get out there back on the field and on the road. Stay busy. We'll see you May 30th in New York City for that gala to honor your friend Tim.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Hey, I do want to let you know we have a sister podcast. Yeah, it's called NPTE StudyCast. And just like the name suggests, it's a podcast that helps students study for the NPTE. It is free for you to take a listen to on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, wherever podcasts are heard. Short, to-the-point episodes. Each episode focuses on just one pathology, just one topic that is commonly questioned on the NPTE. It's brought to you by our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. Those guys, the experts, the leaders in travel physical therapy. They know all the ins and outs, been doing it for more than two decades. Find them online at AURES.com. EUSmedical.com. We even have free downloadable flashcards for each episode online. So if you want to read while you're listening, you can do that. You can find those free flashcards now online at AUREUSmedical.com/NPTE StudyCast.